Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we begin our part six in the series, Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family. Are we ready to get started today?
We are.
Okay, let's talk about the seven vital steps for building a Christian family.
Right.
And we're in Deuteronomy chapter six, and we just to remind you of where we are, this is where Moses is telling the nation of Israel, you're about to go into this promised land, and you're going to be surrounded by a culture that absolutely is anti-God.
Yes.
And what is right, they refuse to do, and the things that are wrong, they embrace it wholeheartedly.
Right.
And if you want to succeed in your life, in your children, your home, and even in your grandchildren, here are some steps you've got to take.
Right.
And it all started with the fact that he's our God. We know him.
Yes.
We're getting to know him. And then here's the steps we went through. They're pretty simple. You'll find them if you'll read Deuteronomy 6. They're right in the text. It's important that we fear God and teach our children to fear God.
Yes.
It's important that we keep God first and teach our children that there's one God and he deserves to be first.
Right.
We're to lay up treasures in heaven, not on the earth. We're to pursue the Lord. We're to live for, to me to live is Christ. We're to keep God first. And then we found out that we're to love God. Love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, or in the New Testament, with your strength, with your might.
Right.
There's several ways Jesus paraphrases that in his quoting of the Deuteronomy passage here. And he even adds to it, he expounds on it, that loving God is loving our neighbors.
Yes.
These are all things he's telling the nation of Israel. This is how you're going to win.
Right.
In a pagan culture. And and this is why Deuteronomy 6 is so amazing to me. We are living in a pagan culture.
Yes.
And increasingly so.
Yes.
So I love this because I want to teach our children to fear God and our grandchildren. We want our grandchildren to fear God and to keep him first and to love him. And then he's very clear about this. The word of God has to have a vital part in our family. We've got to know it ourselves.
Yes.
Teach it diligently to our children. I love that word, diligently. And then last week, if you joined us, was an important one.
Right.
We talked about enjoying God's blessings wisely. He says, the nation of Israel, I'm going to be so good to you that you're going to always be full. You're going to eat so much that you're just going to be stuffed to the gills. And it reminded me of a meme that I just saw. I shared with my wife a moment ago of the difference in guys and girls. A girl can say to her friends, am I fat? And the answer is, oh my goodness, no, you are not fat. But a guy can say to his friends, do you think I'm fat? And he's like, bro, I know five fat people and you're four of them.
It's terrible. So it's terrible.
It is the difference in guys and girls. But really what Moses is saying there is we're just going to be a little on the heavy side because we're going to be so blessed. We eat so much. We're so well. But in the midst of blessings, it's easy to forget God.
Yes.
See, well, I don't need to pray. Things are fine. We don't need to go to church. The kids are doing great in sports, and they maybe they'll do so well, they'll get a big scholarship and maybe make millions playing ball. There's all kinds of weird ways to think, and it's not wrong to make millions playing ball.
Right.
But it would be wrong to make millions playing ball and have no relationship to God.
Yes.
So we've got to enjoy God's blessings wisely. Now we're down to the end.
Here we are.
And maybe we can give you the sixth and seventh point in this podcast. We're going to try.
All together.
And are you ready to read?
Let's do it.
All right. This is a long reading passage, but listen to the conclusion of Deuteronomy 6. There's really two parts. Here's the first part, and beginning in verse 13, right?
Right.
Okay.
So it is Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, all the way through verse 25, or are you going to split that up?
Go ahead and read it.
I may interrupt you there. Okay, here we go. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee...
There's where I'll interject. That first part was point six.
All right.
Starting right here is the final lesson that we'll learn. And it shall be when thy son shall ask thee. Okay.
Yes. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
That is an incredible passage.
Yes, it is.
And here's where we want to go with that. What he tells us in that 13th verse down through those next couple of verses there is that here's another step. Mm-hmm. We're talking about seven vital steps, and yes. Here's the sixth one. Mm-hmm. And you could sum it up in this phrase. You know how to build a Christian family and how to win? You got to serve God.
Yes.
And really what he does in those passages is he reminds us there of the package deal. Mm. What he reminds us there is that the fear God, the keep God first,
yes.
The love God, yes. The teach, the commandments, mm-hmm. Enjoy the blessings wisely, mm-hmm. is all a package deal combined into this statement, serve God.
Yes.
It's like saying, make sure that God is first. Make sure that you love God.
Yes.
In other words, I don't know, how would we say this? Commit to be active.
Yes.
That you're going to actively live for God. Mm. And that can show up in so many ways. And yes. How many times have we said, pray with your children. Mm. Have devotions at home.
Yes.
Apply God's word to every situation of your life. Take yes. God's word and say, here's what the Bible says, here's mm-hmm. what the Bible says, here's what the Bible says.
Right.
And what we're doing there is we're serving God. We go to church mm-hmm. because we serve God.
Yes.
We tithe. We give to missions. We actually give as we've been prospered. We don't just tithe. We don't just give a tenth of what we have. Mm. God's been so good to us. We give above that. We give beyond that. We give special right. offerings. We give to missions above what we use to support our church. All of that is serving God. It's an active, on purpose.
Right.
Look, this is why we dress the way we do, because we're serving God.
Right.
This is we don't do this because we're serving God. It's positive. Mm-hmm. It's negative. It's our whole life.
Yes.
And so we commit to be active, and we commit to stay faithful, and we commit to being the answer. The world around us is, well, you know, how do you get kids that are, you know, polite? How do you get, well, you serve God. And you've got to be in God's word, and you've got to have a prayer life.
Right.
It's something we've always worked on, serving God as a family.
Yes.
And it's why we bought an RV many years ago.
So we could be together as a family.
Yeah, we moved out of an apartment we had, and we had a baby girl, mm-hmm. and took what little bit of belongings we did have, put them in a storage unit, mm-hmm. and bought an RV and started traveling together so that we could serve God together.
Yes.
And that takes us back to even that first episode we did where we talked about serve the Lord with gladness.
With gladness.
And how many times did we say that to our children?
Many, many times. We still do.
Yeah, serve the Lord with gladness. Mm-hmm. And our kids are even adult children now in different ministries. And we have three kids involved. Well, we have four kids right now involved in four different ministries.
Yes.
And each of those four kids, that we tell them, serve the Lord with gladness. Mm-hmm. Do this as unto the Lord.
Right.
And see God's blessings and favor. Any other thoughts you
have
there about serving God?
Do you mean that not every day in ministry is a fun day?
No, it's not a fun day. There's challenging days. Your dad used to say, if it weren't for people, we'd have no problems.
Oh, dear.
sometimes you have people problems, and you have busyness problems.
Yes.
And, you know, vehicles break down and trailer tires blow.
Yes.
And so sometimes you run out of gas on I-65 in northern Alabama because you weren't paying attention. Uh-huh. And there's just all kinds of issues. But if we serve God.
Yes.
And God just, it's not an option. Are we going to church? Well, of course we go to church. We serve right. God. What are we going right. to do? Are we going to go Sunday? Are we going to Sunday school? Of course we're going to Sunday school because we serve God.
Right.
And are we going to have family devotions? Of course we're going to have family devotions. We serve God. Do we pray at the table? Of course we pray at the table.
Right.
That's the idea of this passage. And if you look back at it, mm-hmm. Moses right there is combining the whole package deal together.
Yes. So that all of this, as David has said, it's the whole package deal. We've said it in steps, but it's something that they all just kind of circle around each other. And absolutely. I think the service to God is just such an outpouring of loving God and fearing God and putting Him first. And teaching your children diligently is teaching them to serve God. And I know that there will be people that are listening that will be like, well, my parents served God their whole life, and then they were just burnt out, and things were rough in our house. My dad was angry, or my mom was frustrated and irritated all the time, and it just didn't seem like they served the Lord with gladness, and so I don't really want anything to do with that. Or they tacked on that serving God was living a certain way. But all of this, if it is coming from a heart of love for the Lord, a relationship with Him, a strength in Him, and teaching your children diligently what the Word of God says about Him, then I think your service to God will be not just automatic, but it can be filled with joy. Yeah. It doesn't mean that there are times that it's just hard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your Sunday school class doesn't always just sit down and listen. They don't. But
sure.
But serving God can always be a joy if it comes from a heart of love.
And He's reminding us here, it's a package deal. Put it all together.
Yes.
And if it's true that your family, quote unquote, served God, but it was a mess, then it's time for you to do better.
Yes.
It's time for you to correct that error in your own family, because you start with you.
Right.
He doesn't say, do all of this so that your parents and you and your sons and your sons. No, He starts with you.
Yes.
So each of us, no matter what our background is, maybe you're a new Christian and you've blown it already, or maybe you were saved and then you blew it and now you're trying to come back. Start with you and put these things in practice in your home so that you can build a great, amazing, successful Christian home.
Yes.
You have been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of our episode entitled Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 6. Join us next time as we conclude this series.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.